The team at Lakeland Lawn Service is excited to serve you this spring and summer with the very best in lawn care services. We've been busy bidding spring cleanups,
seasonal lawn care,
fertilization,
weed and bug control,
and so much more.
We're committed to excellence. Experience the Lakeland difference today. For the number one name in the game, remember the name.
Lakeland Lawn Service, where reliability meets excellence.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, it is your Saturday edition of
Vemo and Snow Show.
And I'm Brad Williams.
I'm Michelle Larson.
And where are we at today, Michelle?
We are at the PAC doing the Lake Holman Cabin Show.
Yeah, the PAC in Perham, and we got a little bit of a window here to jump on and do a little bit of a podcast broadcast. It is the Mo and Snow Show. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can download us on Apple. You can get us on Google, Spotify, iHeart. We're on Audible, and wherever you get your podcast. So, just having some fun over here, taking in the show for the first time with Lakeland Lawn Service. Our first time, not the first time of the Lake Home and Cabin Show here at the PAC in Perham. First time I've been in this facility, just beautiful facility, and really set up nice for this kind of a thing. And we've just had a good opportunity to meet a lot of people, get our name in front of, some area vendors that are attending this show as well, and have a lot of fun. In the meantime, we're doing some giveaways. We've got some apparel, some merchandise, our product, some fun things for the kiddos, including Tootsie Rolls. Are those Tootsie Rolls? What are those things?
They're Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops. Is that the one that has the chocolate in the middle?
Well, of course.
Okay. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Those are minis.
Yeah, but do you know the answer?
You have to ask the owl.
Three.
One, two, and chomp.
Yep, one, two, and chomp. So, we've had a lot of fun here today, Michelle.
Yeah, it's been super fun, and it has been busy. The foot traffic's been huge.
Yeah, it's been steady. It started this morning at 7:30. Kind of a small trickle in at that time, but it just got busier and busier. And really, once we hit that 10:30, 11, right on through, I mean, we're just about on 1:30 here in the afternoon on a Saturday. It's going to run until 3 o'clock, but a lot of fun. And we've got a big Wampin gift certificate that we're going to do a drawing for here after the show wraps up as we get into early next week, right?
Yep, we'll do a drawing for it, and then we got a lot of people to go visit, it looks like.
What's that gift certificate?
The gift certificate will be $500 towards services.
How much?
$500.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yep. That's a lot of money.
I know.
Yeah, and it's towards Lakeland services, whether that's spring, fall cleanup, whether that's seasonal services, or whether you bankroll that into snow removal, however you want to put it towards your season. And a lot of different folks here from residential. We've got people that have small lots maybe in town at their residence. There's lake people here. There's people that are investing in maybe a build-up and turning some properties into Airbnbs, that kind of thing. That's getting to be busy. We've actually bid a couple of those out here already prior to coming over here today.
Yeah, we bid some out just this last week, and now we've had quite a few people asking about it today yet.
Yeah, no, some good interest here from the folks. And like I said, just a lot of fun, a lot of people, a lot of traffic, and a good day, I guess, really. Not such a great day outdoors because that wind is blowing about 8 million miles an hour, but I think it's a good day for people to, on a Saturday especially, take a break from their daily routine, their weekend a little bit, because it's going to be a busy weekend with St. Patty's Day coming up on us tomorrow, so there's lots of things happening all around us here this weekend, too.
Yep, it's going to be a busy night tonight.
Yeah, back in Wadena, it's the Chamber's annual pub crawl. Michelle is going to be a tired girl tomorrow because she's got a full shift at Drastic after this. So,
yes, I do.
I did offer you to boogie.
You did, but would I ever do that?
No, but I was like, I'm just saying, you gotta, but that's fine. It's what we do. And we've been, you know, wanting to get to this part of the season where it's just been such a weird winter, without the snow and that kind of thing. And that's affected so many people, not just us, not just our industry, but obviously, those that rely on that side of it. So I think a lot of people really looking forward to jumping into spring and summer. And you got different folks here, from home builders to material suppliers to you name it. There's a lot of cool vendors here when you look around, and a lot of localness here to this event as well, certainly throughout Otter Tail, the Lakes Country, and Perham, and that kind of thing. So what's been, I don't know, give me your thoughts. What's been cool for you today?
You know, I keep really wishing you'd go get a giant butterfly painted to your face.
No.
No, they've had face painting for the kids. They have a bouncy house. They had some amazing pancakes this morning. Tried to get a sloppy Joe for lunch, but they were already gone. There's so many people.
Yeah, I mean, I walked by there a million times, and by the time I decided to try to go get something for us to eat, they had just served their last one. But we got a little bar out of the deal. Whatever that was, it was a little chocolate, whatever. So yeah, but I think it's just been it's been a lot of fun, and the Mow and Snow Show has had a heck of a week behind us. Really, I kind of just want to kick back to that conversation we had with Brett Dobling the other day over at Drastic. That was pretty special, and it was just a lot of fun to sit down and visit with him.
Yeah, I think that has probably been one of my all time fave podcasts with the business so far.
Yeah, that was a good one. And anytime you're in a local business and kind of scratching each other's back a little bit, and that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. It's fun to do.
Yeah, and we're it's starting to be a thing, I think, with some people that we're getting some bounce back on it, where we're getting asked to come on over when something's going on and that kind of thing. So that side of it's a lot of fun. But here at the Lake Home and Cabin Show at the PAC, we just wanted to make our podcast part of this today. And it's just been so good to see, you know, a lot of people that, you know, we kind of forget once we get over to Perham from Wadena. That's, you know, we're not far away, but then we get to Perham and then we realize we're not that much farther away from Vergas and Frazee and Pelican Rapids and Detroit Lakes and those kinds of things. So we've gotten some really good traction, I think. We've got some really good interest from Detroit Lakes to Lake McDonald. We've got Blanche Lake. We've got Otter Tail Lake. We've got Rush Lake, Buchanan, Star Lake. We had somebody wanted us to come to Breckenridge.
Yeah, I was like, that might be a little far at this
point. Yeah. Chris, you're going to Breckenridge tomorrow.
Right? I mean, it can happen, but...
Yeah, even some existing customers, too. It was fun to run into Brian Erpelding from Motley, who signed up for some services earlier this year for the season ahead. And just people out and about, meeting people, and a lot of new people, new faces. And that's really the special part about it as well, is getting to know people, kind of finding out what they want, what their needs are, expectations are. There's so many different levels of what we do here at Lakeland Lawn Service. You know, let's just touch on it just quickly. I'm just going to bounce, you know, from the lawn mowing, trimming, edging, fall and spring cleanups, the aeration, the thatching, the fertilization, seeding and overseeding, the pesticide applications, the hedge tree trimming. Picked up a request for that today. From landscaping to storm cleanups, tree trimming, tree removal, roof raking, roof shoveling. You know, we got it all covered there for you. So it's a lot of fun that way too. So, but yeah, we've had a lot of people. You know, it's kind of fun when you come to these shows And, you know, people kind of are a little apprehensive. Is that fair to say? To, you know, they're not quite sure what you do, you know. It's like until they start reading or seeing that something that you're giving away, or they start looking at your business profile, and then that's maybe something that they want to get involved with. And one of the cool things, Michelle's got these really cool Lakeland Lawn Service tattoos for the kiddos. And so that's been kind of a special hit with the kids that are coming through here today. But a lot of stuff for the kids. Like Michelle said, the bouncy house, and they've had entertainment earlier and that kind of thing as well. So those tattoos are kind of the hit, right?
Oh, yeah. Kids love those tattoos. As soon as I saw those, I was like, yep.
Although there was one kid that gave you a strong no.
He was like, no.
That's the kid I would have been.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I don't know. I was just kind of given a you know, general synopsis of our day here. Anything more from you, Michelle?
No, I think I just want to give a shout out too. We were able to chat with Ashley and Andrew.
Yep.
Over from K&K Tree Service, we were able to talk with them, so that was pretty cool. I got to meet them.
Yeah, they were fun to meet. K&K Tree Service, they're out of Deer Creek. They're just right down the road. Great people. We've got to know them here just in the last couple weeks, but working on building a partnership with those guys to help out on that side, and just so down to earth, great folks. And Ashley Kimber, I believe it is, she heads up, or she at least is part of the Knob Hill Sportsman's Club, and they have a big event coming up in April, and we kind of got together and able to get together with them and help out with the donation for that event as well. And that Knob Hill Sportsman's Club, of course, is such a big, big part of the Wadena area, and of course, it's been around for many, many, many years, and it's been a lot of fun to get to know these folks over at K&K and work with them as well. So, yeah. But, you know, it's just been a lot of fun on so many different levels. And I would think it's a safe bet we'll be back here, right?
Oh, I think we'll be back here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully it's not the same day as the pub crawl next year.
Well, who knows? Well, and that pub crawl, did you guys go to it last year?
No.
You were here, though.
I was in Wadena. I'm too old to feel like that in the morning.
You work at one of those places.
I know, but I don't drink when I'm working.
After work, you can.
Yeah, I get my shifty.
Your shifty? Is that what they call it? Okay. All right. Well, I think you guys will be busy over there tonight.
I think we will be, too.
Yeah, because I already been hearing about people that are getting groups together and planning on doing the old pub crawl.
I won't be complaining I'm cold later.
No, for sure. That wind has kind of set the tone for today, though.
It is cold in here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. I think that's going to about wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. Who are you again?
Michelle Larson.
And I'm Brad Williams. You are listening to the industry-leading, the most listened-to podcast in all of central Minnesota. It is the Mow and Snow Show. It's a service of Lakeland Lawn Service. Wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, we're going to have this baby on Facebook for you guys to check out as well. And we appreciate all the downloads. Another milestone for Lakeland Lawn Service. I just want to mention, we hit 750 downloads this last week. That's a milestone. We're closing in on total episode milestone. We're going to hit that next week. And this podcast has, I think, exceeded any expectations we had, at least this early on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, and that's a thanks to you all listening right now, wherever you're at out there listening in. And we sure do appreciate that. So, that said, we are broadcasting from the pack in Perham. Hope everybody has have a great St. Patty's Day. Let me hear you say your St. Patty's Day accent.
I don't have one, but I just hope everyone stays safe.
Be safe, and don't forget your corned beef and your cabbage. And, yeah.
I'll eat Lucky Charms.
You're getting beef brisket from somebody, though.
Maybe, yeah.
Are we talking about that or not?
No.
We're not?
No.
Shoot. Ah. Kind of wanted to get inside the sheriff's department here for a second, but I guess we're not going to be able to do that just yet. And by not doing that, we'll ensure that I stay out of the sheriff's department, too. So that's also a good thing, too. So thanks so much, everybody. Everybody that came out to the pack, everybody listening in. This is the Lakeland Lawn Service industry-leading podcast. It's the Mow and Snow Show. We're broadcasting on the road again, just like Willie Nelson from the pack in Perham. Have a great rest of your St. Paddy's Day weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.